This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, your premier source for information security knowledge.
This is Chris Drake. I'm the founder and CEO of Armor. You can find more about us at armor.com. And I just wanted to have a conversation with you about, you know, just the frustration that I see in the cybersecurity industry as I continue to meet CIOs and CISOs in the field. And as you know, the dwell time ratio is not getting any better. We're about 150 days. And as a reminder, dwell time is the amount of time a hacker is on a customer environment to the amount of time they get removed from that environment. And I think we could all agree that 150 days is it's pretty poor. And companies are spending a lot of money trying to solve that. $75 billion was spent last year in cybersecurity trying to solve that. And all we have to show for it is 150 days of dwell time. And so the CIOs, I'm seeing a growing sense of frustration. I actually spoke with the CIO, or CISO, for a major healthcare organization that said, Chris, he's extremely frustrated. You know, Chris, I'm extremely frustrated. I've spent so much money on cybersecurity. You know, I have a $50 million plus cybersecurity annual budget. I've followed all the compliance requirements, and I continue to get hacked. And I have to write big checks. My organization has to write big checks because of it. You know, I'm just thinking about throwing my hands up and just buying cyber insurance. And that's how frustrating the CIOs and the CISOs are starting to get, where they're just basically kind of giving up and buying insurance. And I just don't think that's right. If I look at why I think that's the, you know, why is that a problem? You know, I look at what the cybersecurity vendors are doing. I think, you know, we have, as a cybersecurity market, has not provided the solutions that CIOs and CISOs needed. So as I look at what the CIOs and CISOs kind of go to the market and try to solve for, you know, there are thousands and thousands of cybersecurity companies saying very confusing messages, overlapping on capabilities, and they're all single point solutions. A CISO has to identify what point solutions do they actually need, which one's the best, and then try to get them to all work together. And that's pretty dang challenging. If they didn't decide to do that, if they said, you know, that's got too much of a learning curve and the mistakes are too costly, then they go the managed security service provider route, which is a common route that that CISOs do, the MSSPs. And what's their options there? Now, you know, the MSSPs are generally 80% revenue focused on selling technology. So they're trying to ship 10 to the CISOs. So it's as, you know, it's big of an invoice that could possibly get paid. And you know, the MSSPs, because every customer to them is unique, you know, they're basically a snowflake. The MSSPs really have built no software model to integrate and orchestrate all the security tools that they sell them. And it's not cost effective for them to build that on a one-off per customer, because the customer will never pay for it. So here you have organizations that are trying to solve these cybersecurity challenges with a plethora of security tools that are all point solutions and not integrated. They have to have the learning curve on each, to the MSSP market, who is trying to sell those tools but have no orchestration automation either. So because of that, you can see where the obvious gaps are with the CISOs and the CIO security strategy and why 150 days of dwell time exists. And so I found that incredibly frustrating, which is why, you know, I founded Armor. And so Armor takes the tool selection away from the customer and says, you know, we will select the best of breed technology. We automate and orchestrate it because we've standardized on the tool set, so we don't have to automate every single firewall vendor out there, every single anti-malware vendor out there, because we've selected the best point solutions. We get a lot of scale, and so we can write software against it. And it's all integrated and orchestrated, where a customer can get the value of a really tight security stack. And we deliver that as a service, you know, in third-party clouds or in our own cloud. And we think that's really the way to solve the problem is, you know, I'm not blaming the security vendors for their point solutions. I'm not blaming the MSSPs because every customer is a snowflake. They're just hard challenges, and it really takes a solution security provider like Armor to kind of tie all those together and actually provide the value to CIOs and CISOs. So we're doing our best to get the word out. And I just asked all the CIOs or CISOs who's, you know, listening to this message, don't give up and put your hands up and say that's it and go out and buy cyber insurance. You may need to buy cyber insurance anyway, but you know, definitely consider a solution like Armor as an alternative.
Thank you for listening. For vital information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.